Okay, thank you very much. The next item is an update relating to property setbacks for Lot B2 Deerwood and county correspondence relating to violations in general. Recall on July 23rd, 2013, during the county council meeting, Mrs. Patricia Fish appeared before council during additional business to discuss a letter she received from the Planning and Zoning Department regarding her fence and respective property line. Mrs. Fish described her displeasure with both the content of the letter and the actions of the PNZ staff. At the conclusion of the discussion, council asked Attorney Everett Moore and myself to investigate the matter and report back to you. That is what we are going to do today. In response, Mr. Moore prepared a memo which has been circulated and was contained in your packet, which details the property line dispute, as well as included suggested corrective actions the county should consider. I also investigated the matter to determine how the county can improve both our correspondence and service to the public. I want to take a moment and thank Mrs. Fish for our efforts of bringing this to our attention so that we could address it and handle it accordingly. I've taken the following corrective actions as a result of this matter. Met with county attorney to discuss the county's legal authority as it pertains to code violations, including property line disputes. Met with the PNZ managers to discuss the department's protocol for purported code violations and subsequent correspondence with citizens. Reviewed several different types of correspondence presently sent by the PNZ staff to citizens for violations. Developed new boilerplate language for all future PNZ correspondence, including violation letters, violation forms, conditional use requests, certificate of compliance forms. A copy of those, some of those examples were also attached to the information in your packet. We developed new protocols for the PNZ department when investigating a potential violation. And finally, we met with the entire department to implement this new correspondence language and protocols, each of which have been implemented immediately. I'm confident that this exercise will improve our level of customer service the PNZ staff delivers in the future. That concludes this update, unless you have any questions.
Questions from council?
Well, I just want to thank staff, our attorney, for the responsiveness to this constituent who made, I believe, a valid point and one that you have addressed very sufficiently.
Anything else from council?
Here, I agree with that.
I think it certainly was a comment that should have come forward. I mean, we had some things to address, and I think you've done that in a very good manner with the staff, and this should be a positive thing.
It is.
Next, sir.
Okay, thank you very much for that. next item of business is the Senate Bill number 78, Wetlands Advisory Committee appointment. As you know, the General Assembly this year approved and the governor signed Senate Bill 78 into law on July 31st, 2013. That bill establishes a Wetlands Advisory Committee to develop comprehensive recommendations for conserving and restoring non-titled wetlands in Delaware. The committee has a position within it to be filled by Sussex County Council's appointment, and the language reads, one representative of each of the three county government planning agencies as an employee of these agencies. I contacted the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and Frank Piorco, Division Director for the Division of Watershed Stewardship, in discussing that with him. His recommendation was that we include Mr. Hal Godwin as a county's representative, and that is also my concurrence. So today I am recommending Mr. Godwin to serve on this committee for the position to be held by Sussex County.
Okay. Do you have a motion for that, sir? Or do we need a motion for Mr. Moore?
We do need a motion to formally appoint him to that position.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Phillips.
At some point, I wouldn't mind Mr. Godwin coming up, and I have a couple questions, or at least a point that I'd like to make to him. I guess that point is that it's a very, very important position that you are going to be serving in, and one that affects thousands and thousands of acres in this county. There has been a move by radical environmentalists to make land that has no apparent wetland qualities off limits to its owners. And this committee is going to be faced with that again. And I just hope that you will keep the constituents, especially the rural property owners in this county, first and foremost in your thought process.
I have a question. I thought that I read that they were asking for somebody from our from the counties, from their a planner from the county. Didn't I read that word?
The language is one representative of each of the three county government planning agencies.
Planning agencies. So.
I that's one of the reasons I contacted Denerec to seek clarification if that was a specific requirement to have, and the response I got back was no. And quite frankly, the only person other than Hal that could serve in this position would be the director, Lawrence Lank. And I think that his time is better served down here. So my recommendation, again, was after discussing it with Denerec, would continue to be Mr. Godwin.
Yeah, I wish we did have a planner to go to that meeting. And I know Mr. Godwin will do a great job, but we're shorting ourselves by not having one.
He's planning on going, Joan. He'll be a planner.
Mr. Lawson, you have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council appoints Mr. Hal Godwin, Deputy County Administrator, to the Wetlands Advisory Committee as specified in Senate Bill 78 and enacted by the 147th Delaware General Assembly.
I'll make that motion. I think Hal's quite articulate in all these issues, and he's been involved in all different levels of government. I think he understands this issue as well as anybody, so.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the vote? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No. Mr. Guyton, with all due respect for his wonderful work, nothing about him, but we should have had a planner. We should send a planner, and we should get on the ball about planning our county. No.
Mr. Cole.
Since we don't have a planner, I think Hal Godwin is the perfect individual to send up there.
Phillips.
We do have planners. We have a director of our planning department. We have five commissioners on a citizen planning and zoning board. They could be an alternative to Mr. Godwin, since Mr. Lank's service is best had held down here. But sending the deputy county administrator certainly signifies a very serious appointment and job that this will be that this will entail. So I certainly vote yes. Hal's a good man.
Mr. Wilson.
There's a lot of answers to that statement, but I'm going to vote yes. But as far as Hal being a planner, and this morning I thought was a perfect example of us planning, mm-hmm. in this sewer system. And somebody's put a lot of time into it, a lot of thought, and that's pretty important to me, that we just don't put sewer systems here and there and everywhere else. So that couldn't have been done without some planning. So I don't know where we keep getting the idea that this county doesn't have some planning. We make a lot of planning, a lot of decisions. It's discussed among
just
the council. We've been discussed among the administrator. Hal's been on these discussions, and certainly he's probably as wise a guy we get off the street that thinks he's a planner.
We don't even know how tall our buildings
no question,
are supposed
Joan,
to be.
This guy is as good a planner as anybody.
I'm
definitely voting for Hal. There's no problem with it until he proves otherwise.
I will also vote yes. Motion carried. Mm-hmm. Mr. Godwin, I'm sure you do. Had a good job for us.
If you don't, we're going to tell you about it.
Mr. Lawson, back to you, sir.
Final item of business is the administrator's report for September 10th, 2013. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet on Monday, September 16th, 2013 at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County West Administrative Complex in Georgetown. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for July, there were 5,011 total traffic arrests and 1,156 total criminal arrests. Of that, 403 were felony and 753 were misdemeanor criminal arrests, bringing the total hours on duty spent, 43% were spent on criminal investigations. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. A check in the amount of $38,898 has been received from the United States Department of Interior Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. This check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2012. The amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. The check is funded through revenues generated from the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge and other supplemental congressional appropriation. Sussex County may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The amount given to us has been consistent the last 2 years. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as other county tax collections as the county has done in the past. And I have a motion.
Motion, please.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the recommended distribution of the Refuge Revenue Sharing Fund as follows. Milford School District, $7,525.55. Cape and Logan School District, $23,953.53. Sussex Tech, $2,872.14. Sussex County, $4,069.62. And Sussex County Libraries, $477.16.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mrs. Jennings.
Okay, I want to give you an update on the pension committee meeting that we had last quarter. The pension is current. The market value is $60,110,352 as of June 30th. We have a year-to-date gain of $4.1 million net of investment fees. The county's pension fund was in the top 4% of government pension funds. And if we include the private sector in that calculation, our fund would have ranked in the top 2%. Due to the strong performance, there's no recommendation to change the pension fund from the committee. The OPEB, which is the pension benefits for the health insurance for our pensioners, the market value was $26 million as of June 30th. Year-to-date return was $1.4 million net of investment fees. The fund was still ranked above average. But specifically, BlackRock equity dividend performed below average. There is uncertainty in that equity manager because they hired a new chief investment officer. So we're going to recommend to remove funds from BlackRock and place them into two other funds, specifically Vanguard Dividend Growth Fund and the Vanguard Index Fund. Both of these funds have been performing above average and above their benchmarks. And I have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the recommendation from the Pension Committee to liquidate the BlackRock investment and reallocate 2/3 to the Vanguard Dividend Growth Fund and 1/3 to the Vanguard Index Fund.
I like the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank the committee. Jim Hicken.